USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Airlines are canceling flights ahead of a winter storm that's set to hit the East Coast soon. The storm could affect over 70 million Americans and around 1,500 flights within, into, or out of the United States have already been axed for Saturday. Airports in Boston, New York City, and New Jersey are being affected the most. The Big Apple could see up to 9 inches of snow, and parts of Connecticut over a foot. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman says the bridge collapse in Pittsburgh is surreal as he just drove on it last night. Fetterman adding this is an example of how important the bipartisan infrastructure law is in the country, which President Biden will promote in Pittsburgh on Friday. 10 people were injured in the collapse and it did sever a gas line, but local gas companies were able to shut the line off quickly. USA Radio News.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deirdre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
The leading cause of death to Americans 18 to 45 is fentanyl. That's according to Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott. Abbott this week hosted 12 state attorneys generals at the U.S.-Mexico border to highlight the crisis of drugs coming across the border and making it into the United States.
A deadly dose of fentanyl is 2 milligrams. It's smaller than 2 grains of salt. And before the end of this year, there will be more than enough fentanyl seized to kill all Americans. And so this is an existential threat to the United States. It's a national security-based issue, especially being the fact that it's coming from China.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. The Core Consumption Expenditure Price Index jumped 4.9% in December from 1 year ago. That's a pace that hasn't been seen in 40 years and doesn't include food and energy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
An area is continuing to be hit by volcanic eruptions.
Less than 2 weeks after an underwater volcano explosion cut off communications on the island of Tonga, a powerful 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of the island again. The quake hit in the ocean about 130 miles northwest of Tonga. There were no reports of any injuries or damage to any of the populated islands that make up the whole Tonga region. The seismic activity came 12 days after a volcano erupted and produced a tsunami that caused widespread damage in Tonga and minor effects as far away as the U.S. West Coast. Many countries, including Australia, New Zealand, and Japan, have given aid to Tonga, such as clean drinking water, medical supplies, and food. Repairs to underwater fiber optic cables that were severed during the eruption may not be fixed until sometime next month. So far, 3 deaths have been blamed on the eruption. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A bill that would protect unborn children after 15 weeks of gestation received a hearing by a House panel in Florida on Thursday. HB 5 is modeled after the Mississippi law currently before the Supreme Court, and it has faced considerable opposition from Democrats and abortion groups and is more robust than other bills of its kind. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.